After three heated elections, Frank Ginta and Carol Shea Porter are familiar with each other and each other's criticisms. The two candidates don't agree on much. But this fourth time around, they may have found some common ground in opposing the newcomer to the race, Sean O'Connor, a Bedford businessman who pitches himself as the middle ground.
This is a moderate district, and for the last decade, the voters of this district have had to choose between one hyperpartisan or the other, and they've fired them constantly, one after another after another.
For instance, on the question of the presidential race, O'Connor, who dropped out of the Democratic primary, says he has major concerns about both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and isn't ready to support either candidate.
Like a lot of American voters, you know, there's a lot of undecideds. I'm one of them, and I'm going to make a game time decision.
Shea Porter, meanwhile, says she continues to support Clinton despite ongoing FBI interest into her private email server.
I spoke out against Donald Trump, and what I said about Hillary Clinton still stands, that I do trust her, but she made a mistake. She said she made a mistake.
For his part, Ginta has condemned Donald Trump's self-described locker room talk regarding women, but he is standing by the Republican nominee.
But when it comes down to public policy, I believe that Mr. Trump is going to focus more so on growing the economy, shrinking the size and scope of government, putting people first, rather than what you're seeing from Secretary Clinton and the new revelations this last week.
On issues closer to home, the three candidates put forward differing visions for how to create jobs and grow the economy. On commuter rail, Shea Porter and O'Connor both want to bring service to southern New Hampshire, while Ginta says it's not realistic at this time. The candidates also laid out their efforts for combating the state's opioid epidemic. Ginta pointed to his work on the Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act, or CARA.
In that legislation is my amendment to provide treatment and recovery services. We only have 12 locations here in the state of New Hampshire for long-term treatment. We need significantly a higher amount.
Shea Porter, though, questioned why long-term funding for the bill wasn't included in the legislation.
Fund what he did not fund, which is the CARA bill. So communities actually have money to put beds in and to expand treatment. Because without money, it's just talk.
O'Connor says he'd like to provide everyone struggling with addiction access to 90-day inpatient treatment, though he was light on specifics for how he'd pay for it. And while voters probably have few specifics on Sean O'Connor at this point, his better-known rivals did what they could to paint an unflattering portrait.
People need to understand and appreciate that he is not this true independent. That is disingenuous.
First he was a Republican, then he was a corporate Democrat. He came here 3 years ago, then he decided that he was going to be a Bernie-crat because he realized an opportunity. So he ran around saying he was going to do all these wonderful things, then he realized he couldn't beat me in the primary, so then he flipped over to be an independent. So Frank and I have a right to be a little confused about how to define him.
Shea Porter and Ginta are both banking on a shared view that O'Connor will wind up hurting the other more, and that could determine the outcome of this three-way race. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.